About 30 Dean supporters stood in the cold outside a Milwaukee television station at 7:30 Sunday morning and waited for Dean to show up for a national TV show. When he pulled up the driveway, there were handshakes, laughter, and a cheer.
Hey, give him hell, Howard!
One of those on hand was Paul Martorell. He says Howard Dean is plain-spoken and consistent, including in his opposition to the war in Iraq.
I found somebody who is going to be clean and clear thinking on foreign policy. I just think we need that right now.
Another early riser for Dean was Sonia Sullivan. She likes Dean for several reasons, including the health insurance program Dean put in as Vermont governor.
I certainly do not impugn Senator Kerry or Senator Edwards in their efforts in the Senate. But I like the idea that Howard Dean has actually done something.
Dean's next stop was a Milwaukee hotel where he met with African American leaders. Local AFSCME union president Paula Dorsey says Dean has the will to stem the export of U.S. jobs.
I believe he can. I believe he can. I believe he has to. He has to.
Dean also spoke at an African-American church. Afterwards, his Wisconsin state chair, Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager, said she too is not jumping ship.
No, again, what got me into this was Howard Dean's message that ordinary people matter, that politics can be different, that candidates ought to say what they think, they ought to stand for something.
Dean says he'll give Wisconsin supporters a chance to vote for him on February 17th. That's even though his decision to not go full out in tomorrow's contests in seven states has some national media questioning Dean's ability to remain a viable candidate. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.